And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I'm talking about Alabama. And I mean to say, man, this show, like, we send our signal way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Well, listen, you know, there are times when it's hard to schedule someone from D.C. to be on the show, and I understand that. I get that. There's so much going on, and we're trying to balance our show times against their schedule opportunities. But just yesterday, I literally just texted Senator Katie Britt's staff and said, "Look, I just have this sense that with what's going on right now in the world, especially Israel, I feel like it's imperative that my folks on the show get to hear her voice." And within like no time, they got back and said she can be on tomorrow at 3:30. So without further ado, let me just quit talking. U.S. Senator Katie Britt on the line right now. How are you doing?
So I just appreciate the opportunity to be on with you today and really to be in front of your listeners. I just want to start by saying that Wesley and I are praying for the innocent Americans and Israelis who have been, you know, attacked, who have been taken hostage, the families of those who have lost loved ones, you know, alongside countless other people in this nation. You know, we continue to pray for Israel. I mean, we know that in Psalm 122:6, actually pray for Jerusalem, pray for peace. I am just heartbroken and horrified by the images that we have seen. And it is absolutely pure evil. Hamas is a terrorist organization, and it is the worst of its kind. When you see Holocaust survivors pulled from their wheelchairs, when you see women dragged out in the road and raped, when you see babies that have lost their heads at the hands of this terrorist organization, and in the face of that, we see the Iranian government, we see the president of Iran praising the attacks, and it's disgusting, and it is despicable, and so I believe we cannot be silent. We have to speak up, speak firm, speak loud, and stand with our greatest partner and ally, Israel.
Well, I appreciate that, and I completely agree. I have followed some of your social media. You've been very clear and unequivocal on that from the moment all this kicked off. And really, I don't think that's like something that's new to you. I would bet it's been your position all along. But
absolutely.
But that being said, let me ask you, because you've been very clear about the Biden administration is really not calling out Iran. They've been kind of dancing on that topic, and they are denying right now that the $6 billion that they released most recently in the hostage exchange, that somehow or another that's not being used in any way to fund terrorism. And you've been active on trying to prevent that $6 billion from getting to Iran. Talk about that for a minute.
Absolutely. Well, first off, I mean, the one thing that we should believe is that Iran has said that their number one goal is to wipe Israel off the face of this planet. So they have said that. And so why in the world the Biden administration continues to attempt to appease them, continues to try to negotiate with them as if they are good actors, is truly beyond me. When we look back, let's rewind and figure out how we got here. I think that this is both tragic and foreseeable. Strength deters wars, and weakness invites it. It is an undisputed fact that Iran is the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism. I mean, and you look at it, you know, you've got Hamas in Gaza and the West Bank, you've got Hezbollah in Lebanon, you've got the Houthis in Yemen, and we know that Iran funds them and Iran trains them. You look through where we were with the Trump administration. Obviously, Trump had his strategic plan of maximum pressure, and that included economic sanctions, among many other things. It was bone-crushing sanctions, because we know that when they have money, we know where it goes. And so now you've got the Biden administration that has eased off on those sanctions, allowing money to free flow to the tune of $40 billion Plus, we see what they did just a few weeks ago in a quote-unquote hostage exchange, which, let's be clear about that, Phil. These were not hostages. Here in America, each one of those men were given due process under our law. They were rightfully convicted as enemies of the state and as terrorists. Now you look on the other hand, we see the five people that Iran released for various reasons maybe were held hostage for religious beliefs or for political speech. I mean, certainly these are not the same. But anytime you enter into hostage negotiations, what you do is you encourage people to take more hostages when they do this, when you see this kind of exchange. But so not only was that a bad idea, on top of it, they paid a $6 billion ransom payment, meaning they unfroze $6 billion in Iranian assets. Well, now let's talk with your viewers about where that's gone. That's gone from South Korea to Qatar. What we have done is I have stood up with Senator Marsha Blackburn, and we've got to thank her for her leadership. She immediately came out and said, President Biden, you need to refreeze those funds because we know that funding is fungible. Now, while the administration will tell you, well, these funds are not going to be used for anything but humanitarian purposes, none of us are naive to the fact that that means that they will just take the money that they were planning on using for those things, and they will use it to continue to sponsor terrorism. So I've seen that my colleague, Senator Tom Cotton, has come out and said that he's going to put forth legislation on that. We actually are getting some bipartisan traction on that as of today. Yes, we have had eight other Democrat members that have come and joined alongside us to say, yes, let's refreeze that. We need to go back. We immediately need to call. I signed onto a letter with Senator Rick Scott asking the president to reconvene the G7 to say, let's figure out how we coordinate sanctions, bone-crushing sanctions. We have got to squeeze the funding out of Iran. We know that they are evil. We know what we are dealing with is evil. And I am of the mindset that as both Christians and Americans, you know, we must stand with Israel. And we see this type of evil, so we have to look it directly in the eye, and then we must win.
Well, that's exactly what I think my listeners wanted to hear, was that there's effort underway right now to stop the $6 billion. And I just finished a moment ago, before you came on the air, I had an article that came out on Fox this morning about the five ways that Ronald Reagan inspired our society, one of which was he was willing to call evil, evil, and look it in the eye. So you just kind of almost quoted that article directly. But let me ask you this.
Well, that's what we need.
Go ahead.
That's what we need, Phil, that you think about Reagan. Let's think about our nation. You know, there is only so long that the left can tell everyone in this country that we are terrible and this nation is terrible before its own citizens start to believe it. We have to remember what our founding fathers saw, the vision that they had. We have to remember about freedoms, individual liberties. We have to remember we live in the greatest country on the planet. And if we don't stand for something, we will literally fall for anything. And it under my guys, I mean, we stand with freedom. We stand with democracy. You look at Israel, and it is a shining like light of hope. It is a thriving democracy in the midst of the Middle East. We have got to be principled. We have got to keep our word. I'm proud to say that right now there are a couple things that are happening that'll occur without us having to do anything. The FY23 appropriations bill, obviously, first thing I did, Phil, was get our team to dig in. What can we give Israel right now? What can we push the administration to do? To your earlier point, I was you know, glad to hear the president say, let's stand with Israel. I was disappointed for him to not call Iran, that sponsoring terrorism the way they are. The FY23 appropriations bill will allow us to immediately send munitions. We've got to make sure that we replenish the Iron Dome. We can do that, obviously, send interceptors right now. We will probably later have to deal with maybe batteries. That'll be a funding issue a little bit later. But there are certain things that we can do right now, and we must do them.
Well, that and I agree, and I agree wholeheartedly. And I know there's been some opportunity already. We've had some airlifts, and I think there's been some transfer of arms that were already in the Middle East. Let me ask you this, Senator. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes left. As of yesterday, and I don't know what the status is. If you do, let me know. But as of yesterday, I'm aware that there were at least 3 Alabama church groups that were stuck over there. I think we had one from Anniston, one from Vestavia, and one from Daphne. Are you aware of anything related to those? Have you heard anything new? And are there any efforts underway to help them get out?
Yes. Well, first, if anyone knows of anyone who is needing help getting out of Israel, please contact our office. It's 202-224-5744. This is our number one priority right now, is to help these people safely return home. And obviously applying pressure within our government to make sure that we're trying to do everything we can to get American hostages, Israeli hostages back as well. But on that note, I was disappointed. I've been in contact with a number of different church groups, people who were there to see the Holy Land from, to your point, Montgomery to Vestavia to South Alabama to all in between. And Tuscaloosa, a group that I talked with said, Senator, we called the embassy, and it's closed for a, quote, federal holiday.
What?
This is on Monday. Yeah, Phil, you will never, and of course, they would never say the word Columbus Day, because obviously we've infiltrated the left wing into that. I wanted to think it was a mistake, Phil. I called myself thinking that maybe we had gotten something wrong, that maybe something, no. We called, and literally it says on Monday, the embassy is closed for a federal holiday. So that's unacceptable. We are doing everything that we can to help people get out. Some people have moved through Jordan. Obviously, there's conversations with everything going on with Egypt. So give us a call and let us help you move that. That is our number one
priority.
Give
us that number again, Senator. Give us that number again, please, for your office.
202-224-5744.
Okay.
Please let us know. We are here to help. Obviously, want to make sure we get people connected to the right place.
Yeah.
It is a changing situation at all times. So one route that may be suggested to some, there may be changes in all of those kinds of things. Obviously, we're working to make sure that we're coordinating with DOD and the State Department, and that we're getting those Alabamians that are on the ground the information they need to make the decision that they need to try to get them home safely.
Well, Senator, listen, this is exactly what I would hope to hear. And I appreciate, first of all, your quick availability to our listeners, but I also appreciate the work that you're doing. And keep us apprised. I mean, if you hear of anything new that you want put out, or if you want me to get you back on the air sometime soon to update our listeners, you just let me know, all right?
Please. Thank you. And Phil, let's also remember that we have an open border right now. These men and women busted through some walls. We don't even have a wall for them to bust through. The Biden administration is just allowing people to come here to the tune of 10,000 people a day.
Yeah.
We need to talk about that. We've got to make sure that we don't take our eyes off of securing our southern border, because the safety and security of our nation, of our children, depends on that.
Totally agree, and I think all of them are somehow integrally involved.
You got it.
All right.
Got it.
U.S. Senator Katie Brent. Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much, and you have a great day.
You too.
All right. We got to take a break. Ran about 30 seconds long, but that's okay. That was worth it. And how awful is that, that on Monday, the U.S. Embassy, when Americans are needing to get out of country, the U.S. Embassy in Israel was closed for a federal holiday? Well, I guess when Antony Blinken's your boss, that makes more sense. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.